The second aspect of consciousness is its multi-layered quality. We can begin to see some of the various levels of consciousness in our ordinary life experience. Right now, in this very moment, we are using our senses, listening, looking, etc. As we hear this recording or read the transcript, at the same time we hear a car go past outside, or a bird call, we recall an event from earlier in the day, we experience sensations in the body. All this is going on all the time. Our five sense consciousnesses are operating, and our mental consciousness, our sixth consciousness, is interpreting, thinking, reacting. This is the most gross level of consciousness. By gross, I don't mean horrible or ugly. I mean not subtle. Our normal, everyday waking state of consciousness. In an ordinary day, we also experience more subtle levels of consciousness. For instance, when we go to sleep. When we first lie down and close our eyes, we may not drop off to sleep straight away, but instead slip into a state called the hypnagogic state, a kind of drowsiness in which we sometimes experience both mental and physical hallucinatory events. Then we drop further down into the dream state, with which we are all familiar. Then, into the even more subtle space of deep sleep. In deep sleep, all the five senses virtually shut down, and our gross conceptual mind is also stilled. At this point, we begin to approach the very most subtle levels of consciousness. In addition, at the time of our death, we experience an extremely subtle level of consciousness called the clear light of death. This clear light consciousness also manifests momentarily when we sneeze, faint, and at the moment of orgasm. Normally, we are unable to utilize these subtle levels of mind. When we go to bed, we're out for the count, until we surface a bit into the dream state again, or the alarm rudely awakens us from the quiet of deep sleep. At the time of death, pain and fear are foremost in our minds, and the momentary clear light of death flashes past so quickly that we are unable to connect with it. But subtle levels of consciousness are valuable space within which trained meditators are able to rest and meditate in order to further their spiritual development. Using advanced techniques, they reach these subtle levels through meditation. Then, without fear, at the actual time of their deaths, they are able to recognize the clear light of death and remain in that space until they complete the work they still need to do.